I'm joined this morning by Jack Morning of the Rotary Club of Danville, the Lunch Club. You were very clear on me when I
that
started.
That is true, the Lunch Club.
Jack, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us. We're excited to talk about the Field of Honor. It's that time of year again, and it's the sixth year now that you guys have done this for our city.
Yes, this is our sixth year presenting the Field of Honor. Initially, it was honoring first responders, fire, police. I've lost the first responders.
EMS, the fire, police,
the life-saving crew, the folks that come out on the 9/11 calls, fire, police, the sheriff's department, state police.
So that was the original, but then as you guys have kind of moved along, it's really kind of expanded, and you've just kind of added layers.
We have added layers. We expanded to individuals having the chance to honor their loved ones with a flag, primarily retired military or military that have served in prior wars, grandparents and what have you. But you could honor today, you could honor your grandmother who sat home and knitted.
And you guys have done something different for 2020, and it's certainly something we've all been affected by in one way or another, and you've added yet another layer.
We've added another layer. We've added the medical field, those that have put their lives on the line to service us during this COVID situation. Medical first responders, the technicians at the hospital and SOVA Health and Centra, anyone who's been involved, all the essential workers, frankly, that have served us during this time of shutdown.
Well, it's definitely an impressive field. And how many flags normally, I mean, I realize it's just a rounded number. How many do we normally see? Because you could see it for pretty much anybody along the Memorial Drive downtown and even Riverside stretch.
You can. This year, I think we're going to put up just as a limited number. We're going to put, I believe, 600 flags. We've had up to 1,000 in years past with names, but we're going a little bit lighter this year in terms of names on flags. Only the people that honor a loved one will be on a flag. In years past, we did put all of the first responders, et cetera, on a flag, but we are not this year.
So if somebody were to want to honor a family member or a friend, coworker, whatever it may be, on one of those flags, what kind of costs and how would they go about doing
sure.
that?
Sure. We have three places where you can get a flyer where they would do this. Our Facebook page, which I believe is just Danville Rotary. Two places in the community at Office Plus on Memorial Drive and Commonwealth Health on Piney Forest. You can pick up a brochure and you could pay at that location or you could pay at our P.O. box. Now, the flag for a first-time purchase is $40, and this will be your flag. The flag will be tagged with your loved one's name and whatever service you'd like to serve in World War II, name, U.S. Army, World War II, whatever you want to have us put on the tag. And at our closing ceremony on July 4th, you may take that flag home with you. That is your flag. If you would like to subsequently, in subsequent years, honor that same person, we will refly a flag for a $10 charge, but we would put the tag on our flag. That would be, you would not take that home with you.
Okay, so you still have a chance to make your mark and take that flag, but again, you guys aren't necessarily expecting them to bring the flag back because some folks may have put them in cases or something of that nature, but you still want to give them the opportunity to take part again.
We want them to have the opportunity because it's difficult for us to return your flag in a subsequent year.
Sure. A lot of extra sortation. I would not
yes.
envy that task. So one of the other things we were talking about as we were getting started this morning is normally, yes, you get the individuals who want to buy the flags and honor their family members, but that's not necessarily where all of the input financially comes from. Normally you have a lot of small business supporters, but you guys have taken a different approach in 2020.
In years past, we've solicited the businesses that serve Danville, Pennsylvania County, asking for a contribution to help us offset our costs. This year, with the COVID-19 situation, a lot of our prior contributors have been hit and hit hard. And we've decided to make this our gift to the community and not solicit contributions. The flags are being put up in the same manner as before, honoring the same people and more as before. but as our gift. We've even established a slogan, Flying Freedom in the Face of Adversity, Danville Strong. And that will be on a banner down at the field also.
I love that phrase. And I think we've all, like I said earlier, we've all been impacted by coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. It's had a different impact for everybody. So I love the concept that you guys have here of paying, I would say paying homage to local businesses, but also supporting those who've supported you. And I think that's really a beautiful sign that you have the Field of Honor is doing the exact same thing. It's just layers on layers of just showing support.
It's a tremendous opportunity to show the flags flying. If there's a little breeze out, it's just a beautiful sight. So
I think that's one of my favorite things is as I'm on my way to work in the morning, even though it's the early hours, sun's just coming up, but you see it off the river. You've got the river in the background. As you come across, you see those flags. Even I think the most powerful is sitting there where there's no breeze. So you get the early twilight, the stillness, and the river. It is an image to behold, and it just makes you, it puts a smile on my face. There's a level of pride to just seeing that, and I'm very appreciative of all that you guys do to make this field as special as it is for the folks in our community. So flags are going to go in the ground on the 14th. Is that correct?
The opener is the 14th. The field is finished on July 4th with a closing ceremony.
Okay. So the fields will officially be open 14th through the 4th.
Correct.
Okay. So if you want to be a part of it, as we mentioned earlier, you can check the Field of Honor on Facebook. You can also go to Office Plus, Commonwealth Home Health on Piney Forest Road. So a lot of good options there. And again, it's a beautiful sight. Love to be a part of it. It's so much fun. And again, if you haven't seen it, it's worth the walkthrough. You could spend an hour just walking around, I'd bet you'd see a name that you'd know and not even think about it.
That is true.
Well, Jack, thank you so much for coming in. And I know a big thanks to Rotary for putting this on and being a part of it every year. If folks want to learn more about Rotary and your organization, how can they do that?
Well, our club meets at the Stratford Conference Center on Tuesdays at 12:30 for lunch, 1 o'clock for our meeting. Our meetings are finished by 2, and then people are on going back to business or wherever, to the golf course or shopping, whatever.
See?
I'm retired and I enjoy the golf. There's
you.
Also a morning club that meets at the Stratford Conference Center, I believe, on Thursday mornings. And there's an evening club called the After Hours Rotary Club, and they meet at Two Witches Brewery on Tuesday nights, I believe. Pretty sure about that. So there's morning, noon, and night for folks that want to learn about Rotary, and ours is the lunch club.
There you go. Well, Jack, thank you so much. And again, the offer still stands. If you want to swap, you can come in here and I'll go play golf and then we can still do Rotary for lunch.
We can both do it. Yeah.
Jack, thank you so much. And we appreciate all you're doing with the Field of Honor.
Thank you, Josh.